This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the home theater podcast. It's all about the sights, the sounds, the... What is it, John? What's the third one?
The scenes.
There you go. All right.
You thought you were going to trick me.
No, I was trying
you
to...
You thought you were going to get me, man.
Oh, can't trip you up. Got to get up early in the morning.
That's right.
I'm just seeing if you're awake.
I'm awake.
I know you're awake. Ah, oh, man. Now, what? Look at that. We're working as a team here. We got next week, maybe we'll do an alternate, the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and then the people. Oh, man, okay. The people. We got a whole thing planned here. It's this podcast is going to be an experience unto itself by the time we're done with it.
It will.
Oh, how's your week going?
It's early.
It's early.
I know. But so far, so good.
Well, John, as
early
people are
for
hearing
us,
this,
it'll
it's
be
Friday.
Late. Yeah, they're hearing it Friday, but it's early in the week for us.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, so far, you know, it's only Tuesday, so it's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, hey, what are you going to do, you know? But we did see, I know we both did see, let's get it out of the way, since it's not home theater related, it's kind of the previews type thing, right? Seeing Thor, Love, and Thunder in the theater, kind of our little sneak peek at what we're going to get in the theater, in our theaters, that is. So what did you think?
Well, I was a bit disappointed, honestly.
Yeah, you said whelmed to me.
I said meh, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
It was my first one-word response to you.
That's and a word now.
After that, yeah. It didn't live up to Ragnarok for me.
No.
I think everything I liked about Ragnarok, I actually disliked in this movie. Because he tried to take it to another level, I think, without getting into too many spoilers, because I know it's early.
Right.
But, like, not every scene has to be punched up or down with a joke, you know?
Right.
And it just felt like this, he took what people liked about Ragnarok and just went, he just ran with it. And I think it didn't quite work here. It seemed too silly for me, for a character who is not that silly in the comics. Like, it's okay for him to have a sense of humor, but he is not the bumbling oaf that they kind of made him out to be in this movie. So I was disappointed in it. It had some cool moments. You know, they all do have a few cool things. I think Christian Bale was a bright spot for sure. Mm-hmm. Even the act, like Chris Hemsworth himself is great. Just I didn't care for the humor as much this time around. So, like I said, I was a bit disappointed.
See, I was, story-wise, I wasn't. I agree with you 100%. I don't know if you heard me talking with Mike on Tuesday's podcast. We talked about the movie, and he loved it. And I said, I really liked it. I said, but the thing that knocks it down for me from Ragnarok is pretty much everything you just said. And it's like, I felt like the humor in this one was too forced. You know what I mean? They really tried hard to be funny. Whereas Ragnarok, it felt like it was more organic and came naturally, which that's me repeating myself repetitively there. organic and natural.
But like I said, and way too silly, like the God of Dumplings, like, come on, like that just really ridiculous. Like that's a toy they're trying to sell, right? Like that's marketing.
Yeah,
that's an Ewok. So,
but to get to like the home theater part, I cannot wait.
Oh, to get this disc.
I cannot wait to get this disc because much like Multiverse of Madness, it's going to be just a treat for the eyes, I think, with the colors, the everything. I mean, never mind Chris Hemsworth gets naked.
Right. I mean, that's a feast for the eyes all on its own.
I don't care.
And I don't care which way you swing.
Yeah, I don't care which side of the plate you're standing on. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, he's in my top five. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
No, no that
he's on my hall pass list.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I got to fight my wife for him, but okay.
Right, but, exactly. Because he's on hers too, so.
Right. And if you heard Tuesday's podcast, I got to fight Mike's wife too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. It's a fantastic looking movie, and I cannot wait to get it at home. I think it's going to be great. The sound, I am so hopeful that the sound for this rivals and like surpasses Ragnarok. That disc has been so maligned. It's like, oh, so too bad. But you made one comment to me that we have to touch on, and I love it because it does play into the home theater part, and I cannot wait to see this at home. But you didn't like his new costume.
Oh, I hated it.
The blue?
Yeah, I hated it. Yeah, I hated
really?
It.
Yeah. How come? Because he has blue in the comics, though. I thought it was...
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I can even really put my finger on it so much. I just didn't like it. Like, I thought it was too blue, I guess. I don't know. Like, I just didn't like the looks of it. I didn't even really like the design of it.
I thought it looked
I really
great.
Wanted to see more of, like, his current comics costume and sort of... I mean, he had it in one of the movies too. I don't remember which. With like the chainmail sleeves.
Yeah,
and, you know, like that's kind of more his comic costume these days. And I like the looks of that a little bit more.
I think they were leaning towards just vibrancy, and that blue is just
bright.
And would it have chrome or gold trim? I can't remember.
Yeah, it's gold.
Like gold trim. That just
and something about the gold piping and discs and that blue. It looked like a car to me. Like I don't.
Yeah,
know.
That's what I do every day.
Well, I know that's why you liked it.
Well, it's funny.
It looked like a paint job.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was so great. And Joe and I commented during the movie. We like leaned over to each other and were like, I love that costume. And not to get into any spoilers, but if you've seen the movie, you'll understand this. I think that was leaning towards something that happens in the movie later where you get that nice contrast in the costumes and everything, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't really see that coming right away. And then when it happened, you were like, ooh, that's cool. I like that. And
I didn't see that coming at all, especially since it's not rooted in the comic story in any way.
Yeah.
So it was a complete surprise.
Yeah. So I thought, overall, it is going to be a great home theater experience. And it is getting, it's funny online, people either love it or hate it. And I think you and I are in
the
middle.
That's every Marvel or Star Wars movie
True.
These days, right?
Yeah.
Like there's no middle ground. Like people either, you know,
yeah.
like you said, they either love it or they hate it.
See, so. You and I are love and hate on the, not Love and Thunder. That's Mike and his wife.
Isn't that the title?
Yeah. No, you and I are love and hate on the costume, but I think we're middle of the road as far as the movie
On the
goes,
movie itself, you know? Yeah. I just feel like the last several, it just falls in line with the last couple, honestly. Like, really, everything they've done lately.
Marvel
has
movies?
Been,
you mean?
Yeah. They've just been middle of the road, you know? Like, none of them have really been great. And I know we have a little bit of that Endgame come down where, it was such a pinnacle. And, you know, we've had some good ones. Like, I really liked Shang-Chi a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm in the minority. I really liked Black Widow. I know a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But I just feel like their last several outings have been, you know, like I said, mid-level, with the exception of Spider-Man, which I thought was fantastic. Really up there in my top three movies.
Yeah. But it's funny. Sony's just doing fantastic things. Spider-Man, their discs and everything. I'm wondering if they're, you know, this isn't necessarily home theater, but I'm wondering if they're branching off and going to have their own Spider-Verse separate from the MCU type deal.
Well, I think that's trying to do with Madame Web and
correct,
like Kraven and Morbius and all
right.
of that
and
stuff,
you'll have your own Spider-Verse going on over there, and then he'll dip into the MCU, much like we talk about in the comics world. That happens all the time. It doesn't have to all be intertwined, you know?
Exactly.
So I think that'll be cool, but really looking forward to that. I heard somebody was saying, oh, it was the HT guys. And they were like, oh, that's due out or some, or something was due out in September. And they were like, or October. And they're like, 90 days. And I'm like, I think well, it'll, no, be I imagine
it'll be like
that.
45. Yeah, I think, most I think we're on a 45 day window now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully we'll be getting that soon. But we have a ton of stuff to get to today because,
yeah,
John, I don't know. I mean, our YouTube channel blew up by me adding you to the channel here. I mean,
I'm taking all the credit, even though I shouldn't.
Know. Well, wait till we see our YouTube numbers for this week.
That's right. That's why I know I shouldn't.
Right. But take the bow now while you can, John.
I will, because like as we said off camera, right. our previous show didn't get numbers like this, and I was on all of those. So
they were waiting.
Yeah,
but yes. So we'll get to that. But hey, John, we're adding some stuff to the YouTube channel because apparently people are watching.
We're watching it.
Yeah. No, this is some of the stuff that I wanted to work on now that I have some time and we can do this so I can add to this. So we have a new promo page here. And so if you're on the YouTube channel, you can hit the subscribe button. That would be nice, right? Wouldn't
awesome.
That be great?
Yeah.
And that's what's fun about having this new page is it reminds me to say, you can tweet at us at BrightsideHT if you like anything you're hearing, comments and stuff. Or you can email us
and smash that like button.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
That's all the YouTubers like to say.
That's what the YouTubers say.
I'm going to be a YouTube boomer.
Yeah. you can email us at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. And you could just put HT experiences in the subject line, and that'll get you on the show. Or you come up with, I have some interesting tweets for this week that I got that I liked, and a whole bunch of YouTube comments. We'll scroll through and some really good ones, some interesting ones. A lot of people giving us information and stuff about.
Well, and a lot of recommendations, which we asked for. So yes, we're going to have some things to watch over the next
we'll get to that.
Several weeks.
Any and all of these links, you can go to the website at brightsidehometheater.com. And all the links for this stuff are in the show notes, too. And last but certainly not least, Patreon. That's the one John's most fond of. That's
I am very, very excited about Patreon. So we didn't have that in the other show.
No, we did not. We did not. I don't know. I'm weary of it, but I get it.
I don't know why we should be.
I don't know. I don't.
You should not be.
People are great, but it would be great if more people jumped on. And then, John, my dream is to be able to just do this. I don't need to make a lot.
I would love to be able to just do this.
This is my retirement 10 years from now, and you got to slowly build, and that's the idea. And it's like, it would be great. I'm having a blast with it, and I put all my extra time into it. So what if when I retire, this is my extra time? This is what I do. So exactly. That would be fun. So, yeah, you can go to patreon.com/brightsidehometheater, help support the podcast.
If everybody that watched our video gave us $3 a month, we could retire.
A dollar a month?
Well, no, we need more than that. Yeah. I need a little more
than
that.
Start slow, John. Start slow.
$3 is just 15 cents a day.
15 cents a day. Yeah. Oh, look at you. Yeah. Apparently, you have a few Patreon accounts, I know. So do I. I support a bunch. So.
I have a couple. Yeah.
Yep. So
that for 15 cents a day, you can feed two starving podcasters. I just need Sally Struthers is all we need. So
I hear,
really everybody's scratching their head like
I
Sally
hear podcasts.
Struthers.
I hear podcasts being shut off all over the world right now.
Yeah, I know.
People are like done. Oh,
if all these voices cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd the bright side go? They're the cash side now. Oh, what the hell happened? Yeah. I brought John on. I've known this
man
a long time, and he's always...
You knew what you were getting into, so I make no apologies.
I know, so... but yes, thank you, everybody, that is supporting the podcast and all the different possibilities and ways and everything like that. Really appreciate it. John, did you do any tweaks this week to your system? Any fun tweaks?
No.
No?
No
color adjustments or anything? I did a big one.
Did you?
Well, not big. took some work, but I was so proud of it when I was done. I took pictures. You see okay. the pictures on YouTube. And it looks beautiful. And it actually yeah. helped my system. I wasn't expecting it. Not to disparage SVS at all, but HDMI cable is an HDMI cable, right? No.
Right.
I don't know anybody else out there if they were having issues with their Netflix, and Netflix was the only one I was having issues with.
Yeah, you told me that.
And it was like cutting out and then coming back on, or I just drop sound and then come back on. And so SVS launched their new HDMI 2.1 cables like a month ago or so. And so mm-hmm. I heard about it and I was like, oh man, I got to check these things out. And I was like, I like to see them. I liked SVS cables before, never really needed any. And these things are beautiful. As you can see on the YouTube, it's like everything matches there. They've got blue in them, John, much like Thor's
nice.
Costume. They have blue. It looks like a carbon fiber weave to them. The sheathing. So I really just want, and they have, the plugs have a little blue highlight to them and stuff. I just wanted to dress up the back of my receiver.
Right.
Since I've put them in, I haven't had the issue with
really?
Netflix. So I've got seven of them. I've got them connected to my Apple TV, my basically everything. Apple TV, my Kaleidoscape, my Zepedi, my Panasonic, my son's PlayStation. And then I also have one going from the Lumigen directly into my projector. The only thing I don't have, I'm not running SVS with, is my 35 or 40 foot, whatever it is, HDMI. It's a fiber HDMI to run to the projector, right? So that I actually moved the Lumigen directly into the room so that you have a cleaner signal going, because that's sending a lot of crap, a lot of information. Right. And the HDMI is doing good. SVS HDMI is doing great on it. And like that's I said, awesome. It's like I got him for the looks because that's how I am. And it does. It looks great. And it's making me want to, not making me, I'm shopping right now for beautiful looking speaker wire. I'm shopping for other cables to make it all look nice and everything back there. Because, that's part of the fun for me is being behind the rack, even though we talk about the bright side. But
I changed all of my cables also when I got the projector. I bought
a whole new
set of mono price.
8K. Isn't it like getting your oil changed on your car? You feel
it was,
like your car is faster.
Now it's kind of hard to say if I got an improvement because I was switching my screen device. So I don't know if it would have made a difference. Although I did change them in the bedroom too. Connecting my TV to my Apple TV, I used, I bought like a dozen of them.
Yeah.
And, the same thing. They all match. They all look really nice, And, and they've got, like I said, 8K. So I, kind of future proofed it a little bit just in case. And,
They're all the 2.1 8K, whatever.
Right.
They're all, same thing.
The same thing. They've got kind of that like fiber corded, woven outer.
Yeah, it's got
whatever
the nice.
They call
sheathing.
It a braid. It's braided. That's what
braided. That's
I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah,
but
braided lines.
So yeah, it looks really. They look really nice, and the signals are super strong, and they look really good. So, I did that a couple of months ago.
Yeah. It's so. Looks so good. So I'll be doing, I actually have another upgrade going on that I'm not talking about yet, but this is going to even add to that. So I can't wait. So, so that was it. All right. You ready to get to some coming soon stuff?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. We have this. Whoa, that was quick. I was expecting that to run longer. I got to change.
Yeah, that kind of
I got projected just shut down.
It's like the film ran out.
All right, make a note for next. Yeah, exactly. And we have a lot this week for coming soon. Coming on Tuesday, July 19th, from 1995, we have 4K. These are all 4K. That's what we're into here. We do the 4K stuff. Whether we're gonna buy these or not, we will discuss. But we have a bunch. Devil in the Blue Dress. In a Blue Dress.
Okay.
Denzel Washington from 1995. Yeah. That's coming out. We also have God Told Me To from 1976, a Carrie Cohen film, I think. Is that what it says? Something like that. I don't know this movie.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Me neither. Men in Black, it's coming in 4K and the three movie set are coming in 4K. I thought that was already out.
Well, are they out individually, like the first two movies or
something? Men in Black 4K is listed here.
Actually, the third one should be out as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know they have it listed as coming out on next Tuesday. From 1997 and the 97 through 2012, you can get the three disc set. So I don't know. I imagine as we go along here, you know, we'll know this stuff because we'll do it every week, but you know me, I've bought movies that I already own because I thought it came, you know, I'm like, all right, I got to buy that. All right. And then I give them away. The Bob's Burgers movie coming out in 4K. Have you any interest in that? That doesn't seem like a home theater one to me.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But I bet you some listeners will tell you it's awesome. No home theater.
I mean, the show's been running for years, so I mean.
Yeah. Not a fan. I'm not saying it's bad. I just never really watched it.
I've never really watched it. I like H. John Benjamin, though, because I used to watch Archer a lot.
And yeah.
And he was great on that. Mm-hmm. Kind of fell away from Archer though too. I haven't watched it in several years, but
also have Lion of the Desert from 1980 coming in 4K. Anthony Quinn, Oliver Reed film.
Oh wow.
So I'll wait to hear about that. Those are that one there I don't know anything about. It's not like Lawrence of Arabia that you're like, oh, I gotta get that, you know. This one here, but it looks, just looking at the cover of it makes me like, I think this might be a good one. It may be one I'm going to want to have.
Yeah.
I'll wait to hear the buzz on it and then be like, all right, I'll see it. Another one like that, The Message, another Anthony Quinn and Irene Pappas. Don't know anything about that. That's from 1977. This one here is right up my alley. I haven't seen this one yet, but Gamer with Gerard Butler. You don't know this one?
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But this is one that I'll check out.
I might have seen it. Again, it's one of those ones that I may have seen and I just don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of his movies.
Yep.
But
yeah, I have a blast with his movies. Then there's the Men in Black three disc set and that we spoke of earlier. RoboCop in 4K. With Atmos. I thought this was out already as well.
I thought RoboCop was out.
But maybe it's a new Steelbook or something and that's why they're listing it. But yeah, the original from 87. And then also The Kid, Ethan Hawke. Who else is in that? I can't say, from 2019. The Kid looks like a, Young Guns knockoff.
Right.
And then last but not least, An American Werewolf in London. This I also thought was out already. Or that's the other thing. I get a lot of these things mixed up because I talk to a lot of people over in Europe and they get stuff earlier than us in some of these cases. Like how we got, I know when True Romance came out and that was over there. Everybody's raving about it and I love that movie. So I imported it 6 months early, cost me like $70-$80 to get it six months early, but it was worth it. Loved that. So maybe that's what I'm getting all of this stuff mixed up, but that's what we have listed for Tuesday. So
that's a lot.
Big day. Yeah. Big day.
That's a lot coming out for one week.
Yep. 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 So, all right. That will do it for this week's coming soon. And now, John, it's time to get to, listener experiences, and we have quite a bit. It's a lot longer than the sounder that I'm going to keep using. And there it is. That was the sounder.
So you're ready to start talking.
Yeah, exactly. Be ready because there's not much here. Yeah. No.
You have no time to prepare.
We'll go through a couple of texts, tweets that we got. Mike Schramm at Brightside HT says the helicopter pan in Edge of Tomorrow at the 17:12 mark. Glorious. And I wanted to mention this because this is one of those things that even if you don't, if I see this, if you tweet at me a timestamp like that, definitely want to talk about him in here because that makes me want to go better than getting a timestamp on the show, John, right? Makes you want to go right to that scene and
go
say,
right to it.
I got to check that out. And that's what this show's about, experiences. And Mike Schramm nailing it with this one, the helicopter pan and Edge of Tomorrow. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it is because this is one of the things that when everybody was discussing, oh, the bass at the opening scene, it's not as good. It's, you know, it's not as, it's missing, a, you know, it's not going down as deep and blah, blah, blah. If you, right. if nobody told you, you wouldn't know it. But yet people were hearing that and then making a judgment on whether to buy this 4K disc or not. And then they were going to miss out on some of the great overhead advantage, the helicopter pans, the other, like right. I mentioned to you, I don't know if it was on the air or you and I talking, but the, when he first wakes up at the beginning and you hear the bullhorn talking, but it's, you know, the speakers right. up in the air and you hear that over your head and where the camera moves, well, so does the voice, right? So if it gets right. a different angle of them, and it's all of those height channels were all enhanced with the Atmos track. And people were all like, they were making a judgment on like a 7 second scene, but they were going to miss out on the rest of the movie and all of the great sounds. And there's more to life than bass, John. I know we,
right.
a bunch of listeners just shut us off right there. I know.
Yeah.
But there's more.
They just hit unsubscribe.
I know. There's a whole entire song. It's all about the bass, but you know,
right.
it's not, there's more to life than that. So, but yes, helicopter pan at 1712. Fantastic. Great example on how to bring it to the Brightside home theater experience. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate that. Let me see. I'll scroll through here to another one. YouTube. another one. Omar at Brightside HT. Glad you decided to read emails from listeners again. So am I, Omar. So am yeah. I. So, yeah, it is fun.
We've done it on 100% of the shows I've been a part of, so I don't get the again part of it.
I know. Well, we started doing it on the other show, and we were happy. The interaction on chat, John, just isn't the same as the interaction here, right?
Right.
It's just not. You guys over here, I could say this now that we're not on chat. I know we have a bunch of people coming over from chat, and thank you. But it's the interaction. It's just so passionate over here. And
right.
I just think it's, to be honest with you, I think in there's just a ton of comics podcasts. And right. they're just more spread out. So, but over here, it's just like there's the fans, the listeners, everybody, they're just so passionate, just dying to talk home theater. And so it's just great. And it's a lot harder to do when you're by yourself. And
right.
I'm just very enthusiastic to bring this with you, John, and bring it back to, you know, the listeners. And, you know, that's what this is all about. It's a lot of fun. And that's why I put out that video the other day, thanking everybody because did you see that video?
I didn't. I didn't know anything about it.
I tweeted a video.
Just now, so I didn't see it.
So I'll give you some background then. So it works out perfect. So you're not even pretending because I would have told you
before. No,
say you didn't see it. So I have to explain it. No.
Right.
I don't have to do that with you, John. I know you're ignorant.
No, because you know I didn't see it.
Right. Yeah. I know. You're not big. On Twitter.
No.
So Mike and I finished recording the other day. And I had told him about a scene that we're going to talk about a little later off air. So we had finished recording. I go, you know what? And I try to do this with people that come on. If you want to come on the show, I host listeners. I should say that more often too. If you want to come on the show, tweet at me,
right.
email me, let me know you want to be on the show. And we talk. And that's my Takeover Tuesdays podcast for home theater. We just talk home theater. So Mike had just got a new OLED. If you haven't heard the show, go back and listen to it, especially if you're thinking of getting an OLED TV or getting a TV. It's a great conversation on the differences in TVs and everything. And we just had a blast. And then we started talking scenes and stuff. But there was this one particular scene I didn't want to bring up because I knew we were going to talk about it today. So in the show, I said, you know, oh, that there'll be one coming up on Friday, blah, blah, blah. So at the end, I told, we're done recording and everything. I'm saying, hey, thanks a lot. Blah, blah. And I was like, but let me tell you about that scene. So I start telling him about it. And John, you know how I get. I'm like, I'm all excited. And we're on the same app we're on right now. And he could see me and I'm looking at him and his eyes are going up. And he's like smiling and he's laughing. And I know he's excited for the scene too, but I know he apologized. He says, no, not at all. I was really excited for the scene. I didn't think you were being stupid at all, because I'm like, we're also used to people, their eyes glazing over, right?
Right.
That when we tell them about something. So now when you get somebody that's enthusiastic too, but then I know I am over the top about this stuff. And even, and Mike is just looking at me going, look at this guy go.
Right.
And I'm just like, yeah, well, I'm excited about it, but I love that. I love to see that people are excited about it too. And I was just like, I told my wife about it. I'm like, I got to go say thank you to not just Mike either. Everybody that's come on, guests, listeners, everybody. It's just so much yourself, but it's just so much fun to have this. And it's like to get that feedback and actually be talking to somebody. And instead of getting an eyes glazing over, they're laughing with you, at you, but we're all having fun. That's the idea. So that's why I put out that video. And it's, you know, that's why I want the listener comments. I want, make this, you know, there are not a ton of shows, but there are other shows that all talk gear and stuff, but let's talk about the experiences and have fun with it. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. I'll have to go back and watch it now.
Yeah. It's all, I'll send you a private copy.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to do that.
The director's cut.
Yeah. yeah. You can see the director
stuff.
I could send you the director's cut where it's got me
like 48 minutes long,
cleaning my teeth at the beginning. I got any snot on my face? Nope. Looking good. All right. Hit record. all right. Let's see. Let's, you ready to start going through these comments here on YouTube?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we now? Let me pull this up here a second. I just want to make sure. Yep. We are recording. That would be awful. I just got to manipulate my page here. 32 comments, John. All right. Theo, you know Theo. Theo listened to us over on chat. So we'll lead off with Theo. Brightside Home Theater is a great show. Well, he's not wrong. I love Theo. Also,
I concur.
Great to see John and DJ together. Oh, okay. I love that the show and looking forward to many more talking about movies, TV, and all about home theater. And John, you know what's great about this? This is the difference between this podcast and chat. Theo used to say stuff like that all the time over in chat. And it would be like, that would be our comment for the week. Over here, it's already got five thumbs up.
Nice.
People concur, John. And those aren't us, at least that I know.
I would say it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Actually, exactly. One of them might have been me, but.
Yeah. So, all right. We have, I apologize. I don't even want to try and pronounce some of these names, but I guess I should try, and we'll go right along with Raguche. Anyways, you know who you are. Thank you for commenting. Here we go. He says, or she, no, it's a he. I see the picture. Guys, if you're a fan of The Godfather and Goodfellas, please watch Gangs of Wasseypur 1 and 2. It's one of the greatest movies to come out of the Indian cinema. The movie is set in hinterlands of India, spanning decades and generations, and the story is about the coal mafias and politicians. Trust me, after watching this movie, you will have a whole new appreciation for the Indian cinema. I know RRR is all about bravado, bromance, and epicness, but this movie is on a different level, and the acting in this movie is some of the best you will see in the whole wide world. You will not be disappointed, that's for sure. Even Martin Scorsese applauded this. So that's pretty cool right there. So
yeah.
I should say that these comments all came from last week's episode, you know, where we talked about RRR. And it just got an amazing response. I mean, it's right. It's right now it's tracking at like 4,300 views, and for us that's huge. You know,
yeah, that's a lot.
And I'm excited when I get to 200 or 150, and to see right. this thing grow like that. And I'm like, I'm happy. You know, I'm happy for it. I'm happy to be able to. We had no idea. You know, you just happened to watch it, and I was like, all right, I'll do it too. You loved it, and it's a great right. home theater experience. And we're like, that's what we want to do, stuff that's not, like, outside of the ordinary. And, wow. So, yeah, really great response. Thank you to everybody. Silver Hall, I guess. My recommendation for something similar to RRR is Bahubali 1 and Bahubali 2. From the same director. They are epic. They are not exactly similar, but you'll like them. Skyber Avatar, basics about Indian cinema, which are ignored in the West. Indian cinema is on since 1910s. There are 20 plus different film industries based on different languages and regions. Bollywood, Hindi films, is just one of them. India produces average 1,800 plus films per year, most in the world, of almost every type of genre and style. Not all are musicals over the top like Westerners think it is. I could see that too. I could see us leaning more towards the musicals and because it's so different from what we have,
right?
And maybe that's why we think, oh, that's what they produce. I definitely say 1,800 plus films a year. I mean, how many billions do they have over in India? I mean, they're literally like, what, 10 times the size of us? Something ridiculous like that? Maybe not that high.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it is. It's a whole different world over there, and it's fun to see that. And I one of the comments that really stuck out that you and I talked about last week was that, like, for some reason, and yeah, I guess it's ignorance, and that's not a bad thing if you just learn from it, right? But that they had, like, just as great, if not better, technology than we have. You know, the Atmos, the picture, and everything. And it's just, and that's what we're all about, or at least this podcast anyways. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just, it's great to see, and it's great to learn about. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to watching more, like you said last week.
You're always looking for more content. You're always like,
I am.
Yeah, and I never really liked subtitles. You do. You enjoy that.
I don't like them necessarily,
but you tolerate them better than I do. I did.
I do,
but
yeah.
I thought I was going to have a hard time with this one because it's more like I just don't read very fast, so I feel like I'm missing out.
Right.
But this, you know, RRR was real easy to keep up with, and I really enjoyed. I was like, yeah, I didn't even have to rewind that much, John.
Or pause.
Exactly. Maybe
pause to read and then hit play again.
Yeah, exactly. Carl, our buddy Carl says, wonderful to see John as a permanent member of the program. So, welcome, John. Matt Nelson, welcome John as a full-time co-host. DJ needs someone to keep him in line. So thanks for taking one for the team.
No problem.
This is true. Parish Delby says, yes, RRR was released in IMAX in 3D before. One of the many people, I will just say that because a bunch of people put this in the comments. RRR review starts at 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 3 seconds. And I think on the second one, I was like, you are correct. And this was a thanks. Good call. I've added the timestamp to the show notes, so I'll try to do that in the future. We had many people say that over on chat too. Put things in the show notes, timestamp. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I add the sounders. It helps me to find them easier.
I mean, we want you to listen to the whole show, to be fair.
I know, but I do want people to be able to.
I guess if that's all you care about, yeah.
Yeah, I would prefer people listen to the whole show, but if they don't, all right. I mean, I'm happy to, you know, you're going to pick and choose. I'll make it easier for you. That's fine. because maybe they'll listen to just the part they want to hear. They'll like us so much, they'll go back and listen to the rest of it.
Exactly.
See? Just, I mean, we have listeners that do that. They just hear one episode. They go back and listen to the old ones and hear how crappy we were. Yeah. Or I was.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's a mistake.
Yeah. Well, if you find it entertaining and laugh at me, yeah, which I don't mind. Let's see. Rising Phoenix. I can read that name, John. Says, you should check out Bahubali 1 and 2, Netflix, KGF Chapter 1 and 2, Amazon Prime, and Pushpa, The Rise on Amazon Prime as well. So that's pretty cool. More right there. How about RRR Reaction with all of you sitting together? It will take some effort, but fun. By the way, enjoyed the review. I'm not sure what that means.
I'm not either, because like all of us sitting together would be you and I watching it together, I guess. That would be a trick. Since
he might also be talking about all the AV guys talking about maybe. AV Rant guys. Because I know AV Rant talked about it. They've both seen it. They both really enjoyed it, too.
Everybody.
They talked about the movie and stuff. They didn't really get into the home theater experience part of it. But they Tom and Rob talked about the movie. And, are you all set? Do you have to go? Got an alarm?
No, it was my Alexa.
Uh-oh.
Squawking at me. Problem is, we're now like 3 or 4 weeks removed from me seeing that movie, so...
I know.
Like, I've moved on. I can't talk about it anymore.
No. I know. You don't have another 3 hours to review it right before the show again? So. Another comment. Please watch Three Idiots. It's a great movie. Another comment, and multiple people
said that movie. Yeah,
that movie. We heard that. Please watch, and the other one put the hands praying. They really want us to see Three Idiots.
I mean, that's only fair because they were just watching Two Idiots. So
no,
we might as well watch Three.
Yeah, that is fair. I thought they were talking to us, and I'm like, is there a third person I don't know about? I'm like, hey, thanks for the review, but there's only two of us. Mr. Nobody is yelling at us in all caps. No, it says, nice review on Tollywood, Indian, Telugu, Cinema, RRR, Bahubali, Pushpa. Telugu film industry is not biggest in international film industry of Indian cinema. So many legendary movies are coming from Telugu film industry. So, awesome. Right. I think maybe we could just follow that along, meaning like go to RRR and other movies made by the same people, and that's another way to find more right. stuff. Also, this is this is Silverhall that had said something earlier. This is not a Hindi movie. This is a Telugu movie, which the Mr. Nobody just said. Netflix has the Hindi dubbed version. So I'm not really sure what that means, because I'm not as familiar with all that, but I just, when we called it Hindi, I was going by what Netflix said. So maybe there's a different, maybe because it gets dubbed, it turns it into a Hindi. Not sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
So maybe somebody
could. I'm not really familiar.
Yeah.
Either, so.
Yeah.
But like they said, somebody mentioned earlier, there's multiple film industries in India.
Yeah.
And I guess that's not part of the Hindi.
Yeah.
Film industry. So
bunch of other comments on things that we've already mentioned. This one here was good. I wonder, this is Raj Godi, G-O-D-I. He says, I wonder how come Westerners are going crazy over RRR who watched in Netflix at home. But I am understanding that they invest a huge amount of amount to build customized home theaters, that's why they get the theatrical experience. And I actually commented back and I said, yes. I said, I believe that most of the people in this country that are appreciating it have a home theater of some sort, right? Well, like yourself in a living room or a dedicated room, but to take advantage of it. And it really does deserve that. I mean, it's a great story, but the home theater experience is what really makes this movie really, right. really work, because it's so colorful. Like, you know, like Thor Love and Thunder, like Multiverse of Madness, all of these movies that just so colorful. and then your dance numbers and the music, the way it moves, the music in those numbers is in yes. your room is incredible. So, and that's, hey, if the tech is what brings you to the movie, what's wrong with that? You know?
Right.
Let's see. Watch Three Idiots. Watch Three Idiots. Another Three Idiots. There we go. Some yeah, and that's it. So a bunch of Three Idiots, another reference on 102.3. So yeah, lots of great comments there. I honestly, I don't think we'll read YouTube comments every week. I think it'll just be like if something really stands out, like a timestamp or something you want to give us, like if we do a movie and you say talk about something we didn't mention, we will we'll talk about that. But where this movie did so, I mean, it's such a big thing for us on YouTube. Right. I'm like, how can I not? You know, I didn't want to. So, but yeah, thank you very much for that. That was a lot of fun. Let's see. What else do we have this week? What's our next segment coming up? We already did at the movie. Oh, real HD experiences, John. We have another graphic here. We have our experiences. We're wrapping up the show here. We have a few more things to get to. And our main topic Last night in Soho. And you teased me before we got on about, you have a,
I did.
We'll talk about it when we get there, but you're going to surprise me with a question and a home theater. We might have a home theater conversation here on a home theater show, John. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, right. Imagine that.
You're bringing it. You actually had to step away, do a little quick research, come back.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I should have done it ahead of time, but I didn't.
That's okay. That's okay. You're bringing it. I like it.
Yeah.
But let's get to our real HD experiences for the week. And I have a new graphic here. And look at that. It looks, if you're watching on YouTube. Yeah. On YouTube. Let's get the projector fired up. And if you're watching on YouTube, you'll know what I'm talking about. Ooh, there's my screen. All right, John, what do you got this week for scenes in your home theater?
Well, it wasn't scenes necessarily.
Or movies, shows.
Yeah.
Shows, whatever. Yeah. What's your experiences?
I don't break them down detail.
I didn't trip you up at the open, but I tripped you up there. Yeah.
A little bit. Well, just like I said, I don't have specific scenes to talk about. But
right. No, that's fine.
I watched,
your experience.
I watched a movie on Hulu called The Princess. It was a new movie. I think it just dropped a week or so ago.
Yeah.
You know, again, no Dolby Atmos on Hulu. I don't think they've ever had a single title in Atmos on Hulu. So
okay.
It's standard for them. But I mean, it was 5.1 sound mix. But this was still had some pretty good effects, like pretty good sound design.
Oh, really?
To it. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Have you seen the trailer or teaser for this at all?
I saw the graphics.
It's really kind of silly.
It's
really kind of silly, but it's one of those just really fun, you know, it's kind of one of those John Wick meets Die Hard meets, you know, any
really?
Other single person that has to take on 900 people and beat them all single-handedly. in this case, the hero happens to be the princess. And
is this a good guess just by the graphic I'm looking at that I put up on YouTube? Red Sonja? Is there a little bit of that? Like,
I mean, maybe
John Wick meets Red Sonja? No?
Maybe a little bit. The premise is, like, she was supposed to be married, you know, this takes place back in, you know, medieval times.
And Red Sonja.
She was promised to marry, you know, this guy. And she backs out of it. And he doesn't like the fact that she backed out of it because he wants to be the ruler. And so he invades. He invades the kingdom basically to force her to marry him so he can become the ruler.
Yeah.
And she has to basically fight her. It's like a video game. She has to fight her way down the tower, you know, from the top to the bottom. And there's like endless like level bosses that every level she gets on, there's some dude in armor, you know, big gold armor or something that she has to beat. But you know, she had been trained previously, so it wasn't like completely unexpected that she was just beating down all these people. But at the end of the day, it was just a kind of a fun, like you said, John Wick type action movie where she's just fighting her way down the tower and, you know, beating all these dudes.
But the scenes are fun and everything. Yeah,
like, but there was a lot of scenes. Good engagement. Like I said, even though it's not Atmos, you know, again, we've talked about it before. You know, our systems kind of upmix everything anyways. So there was some good, like I said, there was some good sound design and some effects there. Looked great. You know, Hulu, you know, they still have pretty good picture quality. And for a streaming show, it was a pretty good theater movie. And like I said, it's very silly, but it was a lot of fun. My wife and I had a pretty good time watching it. So
cool.
So
cool.
We watched that.
Right.
And then we started a new show on Apple TV called Blackbird. And they dropped two episodes this past Friday. It just premiered. Stars Taron Egerton. And Ray Liotta, I think, in probably his last, if not his last role, definitely one of his last roles.
Yeah.
And then I don't know the actor's name, but the guy that played the lead in Richard Jewell is also in this movie.
Oh, okay.
It's got Greg Kinnear. And again, if you're not familiar with this, Taron Egerton gets, he's like a drug dealer, gets busted and goes to jail. And the Richard Jewell character is basically a serial killer in another prison, and he is about to have his appeal and be released. And they want Edgerton's character to get transferred into that prison and basically try to cozy up to him and get him to confess to where the bodies are buried so that he doesn't get his appeal. And so it's a pretty good story, but again, it's Apple TV, so...
Yeah, that's what I was excited for.
Dolby Atmos.
Oh.
And same thing. There's scene like this prison scene, so you can hear people all around your room. Like all these conversations are going on in the background. You know, doors are slamming, you know, cells are opening and closing. And this, of course, it's a, you know, it's a drug dealer show. So there's gunfire and there's, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. And yeah, so far fantastic. Like it's the story is really, really good so far. It's based on, I was going to say it's, if not a little unbelievable, but it is based on true events. So
yeah,
something similar to this, I guess, did happen. But
somewhere at some point in time.
Well, the idea that they're using this prisoner to basically cozy up to another prisoner, it's a little far-fetched in a way. But again, it's based on some true event, so... but this, again, the guy that plays the killer is just ultra creepy, you know, and does a really good job. So, but the theater experience on this is really, really good. And again, it's not like C or For All Mankind or anything like that, but it's still really good.
No, but yeah, see, what I was going to say is, I mean, I was really excited to hear about this one from you anyways, because it's Apple TV. Right. And you and I have been talking since Apple TV came out, Apple TV Plus. I mean, how good it is. How, I mean, it's just top quality production wise.
It is.
And, but the other thing is I think for Atmos, some of the best Atmos, what people are starting to not realize.
Right, it's in the quieter scenes.
Yeah. It's the gravities. Yeah. It's the Blackbird. It's a, yeah, isn't it great when you have a helicopter pan, or you have you have rain on the rooftop, or you have a loud explosion? But to be fair, I mean, you can kind of do a loud explosion in 5.1 and get the same, you know, because it's those little details that they can localize and move. And in those quieter scenes, you can really concentrate on it. And it brings you into another level of immersion, like in this show here, like you feel like you're in. I haven't watched it yet, but just listening to you, I'm like, I can't wait to be in that prison.
It's hearing those conversations all around you that are taking place, not in the main, you know, you're watching Taron Egerton doing his scene, but you're hearing, it, just like you said, just like if you were sitting across from him, your ears would be picking up conversations all over the room.
Right.
And that, you know, it was very, it's very similar to that.
You know what I find really interesting, and when I, you know, when I review stuff and or watch these movies, is just like if you were in a prison, you get that, like, if you, or in anywhere, say we're in the lunchroom and we're in high school, right? You're sitting in the lunchroom and you and I are sitting across from each other talking. I can hear you perfectly. But if for a second I want to hear, like, Jason Simler four tables away, I can focus in on his voice four tables away, right? But now I can't hear you who's right in front of me.
Right.
What I find interesting is Atmos is getting so fun and so good that, and I've mentioned it on some of my reviews, that you'll be, instead of listening to the dialogue, you can listen in, like, further away. You can't see a damn thing.
Right, I'm trying to figure out what they're talking about over
there. Yeah,
right?
There was...
and I'm actually more interested in their conversation.
Yeah, it was Morbius. Was Morbius in that scene when they're walking down the street of New York. It's early on in the movie, and you can hear the chatter. Now, you can't exactly make out what other people are saying, but it gives you that same effect. Like, you can hear them perfectly, like you're focused on them, but then be able to take yourself out of that and try to listen to it, and they're there. I mean, they could actually give you the actual sound and let you... How fun would that be for somebody like a sound designer to put a conversation over there? You'd be like... And like, imagine in the streets of New York, and if you really concentrated on the back right corner of your room,
like, what are you hearing? Like, what,
and you're
what
hearing,
kind of
like,
stuff would you be hearing?
You'd hear two guys talking and be like, when we mixed this, we were doing this over here in the corner and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'd be like, and you just throw that into the sound design and be like, it'd be some donkey like me that found it. like, oh my God, they're actually talking back there. But they could do that and put it into the blend. And because of the scene and you're concentrated on the dialogue, very few people would hear that. Right. But it could be that discreet that they could do that. So really excited for that. And Blackbird, what is it? It's got two episodes out right now, right?
So far, just two. Yeah, I don't know what it's probably eight episodes, I would imagine. But they usually drop two for the premiere.
I'm going to try to weekly catch up on that before. Well, actually, there's three out today as we talk.
Not necessarily home theater related, but like, his name's been thrown around a couple of times for Wolverine in the MCU. And for anybody that had doubts, watch this show.
Yeah.
And you'll have no doubts that he could be Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He could be, if he gets to be Wolverine, it will actually make you go, why did they use Hugh Jackman? And everybody loves him, right? Everybody's like, oh, you'd never find anybody better. And then the comic book people are like, nobody wanted him in the first place and then loved him, right? Because he was too big. And now you'd be like, if they got him in there, you'd be like, oh my God, give him the hair, the beard, the mutton chops.
The mutton chops.
And that, like you said. And he's,
I think he'd be great.
Yeah. I mean,
I think he'd be great.
And everybody, I mean, anybody would love the role of acting angry like Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who doesn't want to play that person? All right. Let's see. What do I got? I have a couple here. Let me pull down. I'll start off with this one. So I know you finished the season three of The Boys, right?
I did.
I just finished it myself. And what did you think of the audience? They didn't do, they just did 5.1. It was in 4K UHD.
It was.
Looked great. But I thought the audio was a little loud.
Dare I say,
a little bright. I liked it, but I had to back it off. And that's saying something for me, because I never, I always try to watch these things at reference level, but this is one of those cases where I think Amazon is, this one here, this season, I loved it. It just didn't feel as dynamic. It just felt loud. It felt like when you go to an IMAX theater and you get that, the difference, like we've talked about, difference between IMAX and Dolby Cinema, Right. It just felt loud throughout, and you had to back that off a little bit to try and get the nuances that were there. This is kind of the opposite of Blackbird. It was just like, if you had it at reference level, all the lines of dialogue were shouting at you, everything. Right. The explosions were nice, but they, even the explosions, I didn't feel like they were like stuck in your chest. Like you didn't feel them. It just was loud in your room. And,
yeah, well, I don't know, because I'm not at full reference on most of these shows when I'm watching them, because my wife doesn't enjoy watching things that loud. So the only things I really push to full reference are usually Disney, because they tend to be a little bit quieter.
Right.
And so if I'm watching most shows at like minus 10, which is where I kind of keep it set at, I can go to reference on Disney, and it's about the same. But I already watch these things a little backed off, because, like I said, she just doesn't enjoy watching them that way. And unless I'm alone watching something where I really push it.
Yeah,
I'm not quite that high anyway. So I don't know. I didn't notice it maybe as much as you did, because I was already backed off a little bit. But I don't remember any scenes that felt super dynamic.
Right. Right.
You know,
I mean, I liked the show.
The season. I did too.
I liked the show. I thought it was fun. The audio was fun. I didn't think the 4K, you know, was anything to write home about, but it was, I mean, it was adequate, you know, and I just wanted, that's why I wanted to bring it up. Like, I really enjoyed the show. I just wish Amazon would do a little bit more. I mean, we're going to talk about another show that I think they are doing a good job with. But this one here, and it, the comic book based show, it's basically,
a comic book.
Yeah. It's basically the comic book. You thank God, because what goes on there, you don't want to see in real life. But I just really feel like they kind of dropped the ball there on that one. And, it's too bad. And it, you know, I like to talk about the good stuff, but every now and then I think I have to mention something like this.
Well, and I think Prime is the most inconsistent of all the streamers.
Yes.
With the quality of their shows. You know, Apple TV, they're 100% Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos. I don't think they even produce anything that doesn't have that, right? Like Netflix, yeah. For every Stranger Things, you have, you know...
But they have so much content.
Different. But they have, right, they have a ton.
Right.
You know, HBO Max is pretty inconsistent, and so is Amazon Prime.
See, I was going to say the opposite. And I think
HBO Max is.
I think they're like a McDonald's hamburger. I think they don't produce anything great. They're very consistent, and their quality is pretty much very consistent. And that's kind of what I like about it. And we've had this conversation on Twitter, in that Warner Brothers puts out some of the best discs, right?
Right.
But they don't put out, but you look at HBO Max and they're just putting out, you know, like you just know what you're getting there. And that's, you know, why are they, it's streaming. Why am I going to put all my energy into that when most people don't even know the difference between high quality HBO Max or low quality HBO Max and high quality Apple TV Plus, right?
Right.
So if most people don't even know the difference, why put your energies there? So they put their energies into the disc. Whereas you have a Disney Plus that they come up with some really nice stuff streaming, right? And they're up in their game, excuse me. They're up in their game with the IMAX Enhanced. They're really pushing the envelope there, doing a really good job, but then their discs are like,
mediocre.
It's like, oh.
Which, yeah, Disney is very consistent as well.
Yes.
I just feel like their level is a little low.
Right.
You know, like...
Disney's discs are very consistent. They're consistent across the board. They're just not top notch, right?
Right.
Apple TV Plus, they don't do discs. But they do top-notch streaming. So you at least know what you're getting, right?
Right.
Amazon, you have no idea what you're getting. you can get prime rib, or you can get, you know, a Big Mac. Like, those are not the same. You can secret sauce it all you want. It's exactly. Still a Big Mac.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. That is not prime rib.
They've had some really good, like, you know, Jack Ryan is really good. Mm-hmm. Even the Wheel of Time. I know you didn't love the show necessarily, but it had Dolby Atmos. It had good quality.
I'm 4K.
Looking forward to Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
And again, one that we're going to talk about in a minute, I think, has been really good. But then, other stuff is subpar.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
But you know what's scary, though, is I am looking forward to Lord of the Rings and watching the trailer and stuff. And I'm like, and it looks good. But I am nervous because it is Amazon. And you don't want them, like, fumbling the ball. Like they've got this great product, and you're like, what the heck? That ferns aren't supposed to look like that.
They've already changed some designs, right? Like, their orcs don't look like the orcs in the movies.
Because, well, they can evolve.
That was their reasoning, right? Because they're multi-generations earlier.
Right.
So they're, you know, they haven't evolved quite as much.
Right.
Which, you know, they're orcs, so I don't know. But but they have changed the design on some of that stuff. And it's not Peter Jackson's world, so they're not all going to look the same anyways.
Right.
Because it's not, they're not trying to redo what he did.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I am
that event. I think it's going to be a big event for us, for home theater. I hope it's big for Amazon, but they are inconsistent. So I have that little bit of trepidation, John.
Right. So. No, I hear you. I feel that.
So.
But I am looking forward to it.
All right. My next one, this is the one I was talking to Mike about, and I got a little rambunctious. So if you're watching on YouTube, you might not even know what the graphic is. So it is Lucy in 4K, which I have already reviewed on the podcast. It's a... you know Lucy in 4K. You have the disc.
Yeah, actually, I just watched it myself not too long ago on a 4K disc. So,
this particular scene is at 15 minutes and 57 seconds, and that is dead on for the image that I'm showing on the screen. And it's all about the HDR, pretty much. I mean, this scene is really good anyways because it has really nice sound, and I'll get to that in a second. But let me, you know, a little how my mind works, why I was watching Lucy in the first place. People on Twitter were talking about some stuff. Somebody mentioned Lucy, didn't know what Lucy was. They were like, what's Lucy in home theater? And they put up an image of Lucille Ball. So I mentioned, no, Lucy. And I put Scarlett Johansson as Lucy, you know, the gif. And then that got my mind racing. I'm like, I haven't seen that in a little bit. So I put it on. It's a fantastic disc. Listen to my review. I love it. But I didn't review this one particular scene, at least not that I remember. And it's when you get to the 1%. So if you actually started at like, what did I put? At 16 minute mark or something like that, but right around there. But I had 15 minutes and 57 seconds is for this particular scene here. And what they do is they do the 1% on the screen. And then they go through and it's like you see some like some fish or something swimming in the water. Not fish, but like what do you call them? Jellyfish. There you go. Jellyfish. Right. But then the screen goes black, right? It fades out and then it comes right back and you're behind Morgan Freeman and he's speaking to like what it's like, you know, how our brains work and everything, right? Everybody knows the scene. But you're behind his head and you're looking right into the projector that's showing an image on behind him. So they bring you this bright blue screen with the jellyfish. Then the screen goes, your screen goes black, which I talked about with Mike the other day, resets your irises, right? Now your whole room goes black for just like a second and a half. So your eyes start to open back up. And what do they open with? A projector looking you right in the face. So you get this bright light. And I was like, whoa, it's such a great scene. And in HDR, it just, the colors around the edges are so nice. But the reason I timestamped this at 1557 is because look at Morgan Freeman's hair on the bottom left, right below his ear, and the way that they're panning around him. Now you just see his head. If you're looking at the screen on YouTube, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But you're just looking at the back of his head. But the glow of his hair, and the picture on YouTube doesn't do it justice, but the colors you see in there, it's almost like you see the rainbow coming off the side. Just the way the light is being, like, you know, reflected through his hair, off of his hair. And it just... Right. And in HDR, without HDR, what I have, I don't think I saw that before. And, right. And it just looked so good. And it's like, of course, I was talking about doing this scene before I even knew I was coming on with Mike and talking, like, he got his OLED and his whole new world, his world has been turned upside down with his collection because he's,
right.
The OLED's just
watching everything over again.
Yeah, exactly. He's having a ball with it. So, but I told him, like, check this out. The whole movie is definitely HDR worthy. I mean, it's all the scenes when they go inside her blood and all the boom, and her neurons flashing and firing and whatever. But this one particular scene, like I said, Lucy, 15 minutes, 57 seconds, check out that little glow below his ear. And it's just, and then getting to the sound, the Atmos here. So Morgan Freeman's voice, which is just spectacular. I could listen to him read the friggin' phone book, right?
Right. Just like, right.
David Briggs, 508. No. Like, but anyways. But yeah. Anyways. He's speaking in this auditorium. So you have his voice coming at you from the center channel right in front of you. But listen around your room, like we were saying, those details, it's like perfectly echoed in all the different corners of your room. It just sounds right. So good. It's so subtle, but it's just, it makes your room feel like you're in that auditorium. It's just, and it's such a good scene, very quiet, and especially throughout this movie, tremendous, tremendous bass, just some vibrating bass all the way through this movie. So, but yeah. We have that one, and then you and I both have Terminal List on the up. So you started it. So why don't you talk about it?
I started it last night. So we're only two episodes in.
Yeah. I think I'm four.
It was one of those shows. Yeah. We started at like 9. You know, for those who don't know, we go to bed around 10. Right, my wife.
And I told you, so you're not going to be able to walk away.
So we watched one episode.
Don't spoil it, but...
I'm not going to spoil anything, but we got to the end of the first episode, and here's my wife, who needs to go to bed at 10. She's like, what is this, an hour? All right, let's watch one more. And then we got to the end of that one, and she actually was like, maybe we should do one more. And I was like, why don't we save it for tomorrow, because you have to get up. But yeah, so story-wise... it's been really, really good. As far as I don't know the book, you know, I don't know the story, so I haven't figured out exactly what's going on. Again, no spoilers, but I don't know if he's crazy or not. You know, I don't really know what's happening. But like we said, it is Amazon Prime, not Dolby Atmos. But again, this is a case where I feel like they've done a great job.
With the
sound. I mean, especially that first episode, the opening few scenes of the first episode when they're in the bunker or the cave or wherever they are.
Yeah, the sewer system, tunnels, cave, sewer.
Yeah. That's right, the sewer system. And there's just, you know, hand grenades and rifles and things are coming all over your
room. The gun flashes.
You
know, you're hearing, the HDR looked really nice on that.
Visually it looks great. And like I said, the sound design is excellent. You wouldn't know that it wasn't Dolby Atmos.
No.
Like everything is, there's object sounds coming from all over the room here. And again, I think they're doing a great job. Even in some of the quieter scenes, you know, obviously you kind of expect that with the gunfights and all that stuff. But there's other scenes too where, you know, you hear that there's rain, there's other, you know, all kinds of other stuff going on.
He has a lot of... psychological issues going on, and they enhance that with sound, right, and you're like in your room, you feel like you're going through it as well. And as you get later on in some other episode, there is some really nice, there's more really nice surround engagements and action scenes. And I can't remember. I mean, there's a nice car collision that comes up. There's some really nice stuff. It very, very punchy. Okay. Yeah. Really, really enjoyed this one. I'm trying to. It's all out. It's all there.
Yeah, they dropped the whole show, the whole
season. And I'm trying to like savor it.
Eight episodes.
Yeah, I'm trying to savor it. It's like I don't want to just blast through it, like, you know, pull a John Ciccone and.
Yeah, well, we'll be done. Well, we've got a couple of other shows to watch as well. So, well, maybe we'll do two episodes tonight, and then you probably Thursday we'll watch the last four of them. But
yeah, it is really good.
Maybe yesterday we will have watched the last four. So, by the time you hear this, we'll be done with it.
Yeah.
But
and he's really good, too. I like
he
him.
He is good.
I like him, again,
he gets a lot of... There's a lot of Chris Pratt hate out there for some reason.
Yeah,
a lot of people really don't like him. I like him. I mean, I didn't see the new Jurassic Park movie, so I can't say.
Oh, you haven't seen Dominion?
The new one?
Yeah,
is that the one that
Lost
just
World
came out?
Dominion? You didn't see that?
No,
I thought you did.
It. No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Okay.
You
talked
me out of it. Actually.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I did. Yeah. You can wait for a home theater on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll wait on that. But I mean, I've liked him in those movies. I love him in Guardians of the Galaxy, you know. So, I mean, I like him. I liked, what was the movie? The other Amazon Prime movie that was?
Tomorrow War. That was
Tomorrow
fantastic.
War. Yeah,
that's another one
that. Yeah.
You know, that's like prime
great.
Rib.
Yeah, exactly. That was great on Amazon Prime as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's great in it. The rest of the cast has been really good, and it sounds great. It looks great. It's a really good home theater experience. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I really enjoy it. And like I said, I'm trying to savor it. So if you can get that and if you have Amazon Prime, definitely check that one out. The Terminal List is a really good home theater experience. And I think I signed on for a couple more seasons, too. Jack Carr is the SEAL that wrote it.
As I say, I think it's a book series, right?
It is. So, it is. Yeah, he wrote
it's
the book.
It's kind of like Reacher, where they could do multiple seasons.
It's a smart story. It's not just like, you know, action scenes for SEAL.
Well, yeah, because like I said,
you know,
I'm like really... trying to unravel it, you know, like really, there's definitely a mystery, a deep mystery, or
there is
happening.
And you know what's cool
it's not
about
like
it?
Reacher, where it was just kind of like, all right, big guy killing a lot of people. This is fun, but it's not hard to figure out. This one's a little bit more, a little bit deeper so far.
A lot deeper, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. That will, that'll wrap it up for that. We can just get to our main topic. For the week?
For the week?
So let me put the time in. Here we go. Let's roll Last Night in Soho. I got to work on that sounder. Yeah. That's way too short.
It's too short. Yeah.
Last Night in Soho. You had mentioned you wanted to see it. I had seen it.
And you had already seen it?
Yeah. And I watched it again. I want Jen to see it. She still hasn't seen it, but this is a
it popped up on Just Watch. You know, I mean, I'd seen the previews when it was coming out to the theaters, but I didn't want to see it as so much, I guess, that it didn't bring me out to the theater to see it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I still kind of wanted to watch it. And it dropped on HBO Max. Well, I guess this past week or so. I mean, it's pretty new there, I think. I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to talk with you about it because we have different experiences, right, with how we watch this. Because you have Kaleidoscape and watched it in full 4K HDR, I'm assuming.
Full Dolby Soho Atmos glory.
All of that stuff. And I had it on HBO Max with 5.1 and whatever they have. you know, available. So without getting like too much into the movie itself, like whether you like the movie or not, you know, this is more about the home theater part of it. But
wow, John, you're really getting this show.
Yeah. Well, I was just like I said, let me see, how do I want to say this? Like, again, I wanted to compare our experiences because as I was watching this movie, I was really, really underwhelmed with the sound and the picture to some degree. And if you're familiar with this movie, it's very visual, you know, like it's very bright. There's a lot of imagery happening here, but I was pretty underwhelmed with the HBO Max stream, a la Batman, you know, which was similar. Right. And I'm thinking, man, this is just not really good.
Right.
But then we get about an hour into the movie, halfway through, let's say.
Yeah.
And there's the scene where there's the scene where they're at the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all of a sudden this movie came alive. Like the entire second half of this movie was so dynamic with the sound.
Even on HBO Max. Okay.
It was like I was watching two different movies. And I don't know if it was similar to you on Kaleidoscape, but it became so dynamic after that scene where I was hearing like Atmos like effects all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, for the rest of the movie. But the first half, there was almost nothing. It was so dull and so kind of just dead that I was like really, really underwhelmed with it. So I don't know if that is a product of HBO or if the movie itself was sort of like that.
That's
even
a great
in your experience.
Because, you know what's funny? It's a great question, but I didn't really feel that. I felt like, the early on scenes in this movie, I thought they looked really good. But I see exactly what you're saying without going into spoilers. It is kind of the pacing of the movie too. Everything actually plays into the story of the movie.
Right.
The main character in the movie kind of does have that transition. Right. So that's what you're talking about, where it really kind of flips right then, where she was kind of a Laura Ingalls earlier on type character, right?
Right.
Is that a good non-spoiler version of it?
Yeah, it is. But I feel like there were scenes in that first half that should have been better, and they weren't, at least for me. You know, because there was several, like song and dance scenes and singing, you know, there was musical scenes and things that happened prior to that.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it felt like I was watching two different movies. Like again, it wasn't ever going to be the quality you were going to get on Kaleidoscape, but for an HBO Max stream, it was such a drastic difference that, you know, I almost felt like maybe I paused it and retuned my system and came back to finish it.
That's funny.
But I didn't do that, you know? So.
Yeah, I think that just goes to that. I would recommend you picking up the disc. I don't know what you felt about the movie. What did you think of the movie itself, the story? I enjoyed the movie.
I enjoyed the movie.
I know you don't want to buy discs, though.
I'm not necessarily looking to buy discs right now. I didn't figure it out, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get the end.
I kind of did.
Until
the first time
happened.
I saw it, I kind of did.
Yeah. So
early on.
It
was a guess.
I didn't spoil the mystery, but now having the mystery spoiled, a second viewing
is good.
Is
good.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. You pick up on other things. And that's why I want to watch it a third time with Jen. Because I think this story, she would really like this story anyways, right?
But I did like the movie though. I really did. It was weird, you know?
Yeah, it is. it's definitely weird.
You
but
still
it's
didn't even know really what
horror,
was happening or why.
Psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But home theater wise, I think it for you, definitely wait. I would put this on your on your list for why you want a Kaleidoscape. You're saving up for right. that. I would say when you get it, this would be one to buy and check out. And I think what you're talking about is like, so the earlier scenes, they're just not as dynamic, but I think that might be part of the movie. But when you watch it in either on the disc or on Kaleidoscape, you're going to get a great picture and sound at the beginning.
Right.
But man, when you get to those scenes that you thought were dynamic on HBO Max.
Right. I'm sure they were even.
Oh, yeah. It is a roller coaster ride of fun. It's just,
yeah,
all of those mirror scenes, all of that stuff. Right. You're just like, you're looking all over the place. And then watching it a second time, having already been through it on HBO Max, I think you'll get a really good feel for, like, you already know what's going to happen. So now you can really experience the room and you can experience right. what you're seeing on the screen. And part of you will be like, that sounds amazing. Another part will be like, how did they do that? Those special effects that they used. There's a lot of stuff to this movie that multiple viewings are warranted and enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
I really liked the story, the movie. And I'm kind of I don't want to say I'm a 60s buff, but I mean, I love that music. I love that time period.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I enjoy all of that, you know.
Right.
I thought the soundtrack to this was great.
Yes.
Know?
Really is. How about non-spoilers at all? Remember the opening scene? I don't know how well this played for you, but the very opening scene, and it means a lot in the movie, but all you have is a blank screen. I don't think a title is up on the screen yet, and all you hear is the of the record.
Right.
And it's just not even the music, just the needle touching the record.
Just the needle drop.
And yeah. it felt like your screen had texture. Like all right. of a sudden my beautiful Stewart screen turned into like a sweater.
right?
Like, cause you just all of a sudden felt that texture all over your screen. It was just so cool. And I'm sitting there in the dark and all of a sudden I'm like, I was like, that is so cool. And that's one of those subtle things, right? Like that you're like, and maybe, you know, on HBO Max where you're just kind of like squelching that down and compressed it down to nothing, or you're not watching it at reference level. Maybe you don't get to put them like at full reference level and you just get that. It's just so nice. I was like, ooh, I'm getting a little itchy.
Getting a little tingly.
Yeah. It was kind of fun. It was fun. And I mean, but that just sets up the rest of the movie too. There's so much great stuff going on in that movie that, we got to. How are you doing on that saving for the Kaleidoscape? I can't wait for you to get there.
Well, I'm coming along. This show is going to
take off when you get there. I tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, there may be a bump in that road, but that's something we'll talk about off air.
Yeah.
So ultimately, even with HBO Max, I feel like at the end of the day, it was a pretty good theater. You know, it was a pretty good experience, but only the last half of it.
Right.
You know?
Well, the last half is very dynamic.
Well, and it is. That's where all the action's taking place.
Correct.
But I said, unless it was just, really designed that way, I don't know why it was such a different, such a different experience.
I would say the early scenes were more nuanced, like you were saying about Blackbird, right?
Yeah.
And it was, so you weren't, if it's all nuance, you're not going to get that when you're compressing the crap out of it on HBO Max. But the later scenes are so dynamic
that even compressed, I was still getting.
Right. Exactly. Even compressed, a big speed bump is a big speed bump, right? It's like, what's the difference? But I think that's part of the pacing of the movie. That's the pacing of the character. I mean, that's very analogous to the movie, too.
Right.
So it's, that's very interesting of you.
But like I said, it was very noticeable. Very noticeable to me. Because again, I went from being, I was enjoying watching the movie. Like I was enjoying the story. But I knew we were going to be talking about it. So I was really trying to listen and pick. Because, we don't watch the same way either.
No, like, you and I know.
That's great. You try to really get the time, like this scene did this and this scene did that. And I just kind of try to get lost in watching it. But
yeah.
I was trying to actively hear things so that we could talk about them. And I was like, nothing was coming through. And I'm just I'm not picking up anything here, you know?
But see, that's fun. It's like, I don't want you, like in this show, I don't want you trying to be me. Because the first time I watch a movie, I do watch it like you. I let the movie wash over me. I enjoy the movie. It's the second, third, fourth, fifth. Those are when I really have fun.
That's the problem is I don't usually get there.
I know.
Because I'm a one guy, one watch, and then that's about it, you know?
Yeah. But see, that's the fun that I don't want you. We don't need two of us doing exactly what I do. I want I want your honest opinion. I want you, John. I love you, John. I want you.
I know. Well, that's good because that's what you're getting.
That's what you're getting.
Because, like, I can't sit there with a notepad and.
No, I know.
But I, you know.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. Awesome movie, though. I was psyched when you chose it last week. Let's do that. All right. So, all right. Is that all we got? That's all we got.
I think so.
That's it for this week. Wow, look at that. An hour 30. Short
little
chat.
Yeah, I'll say.
That's good. Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Good times.
We had so much fun. You know what I'm going to do? I'm bringing up the promo page again.
All right.
If you enjoyed what you just heard, you can subscribe on YouTube. You can go to Patreon at patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. People are shutting down all over the place, John.
I'm gonna make you say that every week.
I know. Seriously, tweet at us at BrightsideHT. Tell us about your experiences. You can email us brightsidehometheater@gmail.com. HT experiences will guarantee to get you into the show. All the links for all the stuff are in the show notes. Brightsidehometheater.com is the website. And that's a great one to bring up right now. We had a snafu with Nerdy Legion. Love the Nerdy Legion. They host our podcast. It's a podcast network, but hey, we're a bunch of guys. We're running a network here, having fun.
Right.
Things go wrong, but this show has the backup. If you ever can't find the show, if I don't tell you the week before, there will not be a show on Friday. There will always be a show on Friday. So if you don't find it, go to brightsidehometheater.com. The show will be there, MP3 form. It is always there. That's where the shows are. But we also stream them through all the podcast providers. Friday's shows are on YouTube as well. So I really appreciate that. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to anybody. That's how you get monetized.
Right.
And then it's funny. I was telling
him, it's great to do all this stuff for free, but
I know. Well, with all
the money to put a show on. So
yeah, but
you know, if we can,
yeah. And
get a little back, you know,
but here's the thing. I was telling Jen, I'm like, look, if I get to 1,000 subscribers and I could put out, it doesn't matter if it's an hour and a half long video like this, or if it's a 5-minute video, right? As long as it gets a view, then you get credit for it and you get, that's how people make money on YouTube. It's not necessarily quality, it's quantity, right?
Right.
I'm trying for
quality.
We're
trying to do both.
Right. But I said, I go, I'll do 5-minute videos of me just being like, hey, I'll talk about something quick and put it out, and you just get numbers that way. And that's how you get your money grows that way.
Right.
And I said, I do realize that if I did that more, I would probably get more views, which would lead to more. I'm like, but
right.
I kind of need the incentive too. But
yeah.
I also get the irony of asking
the chicken
people,
or the egg situation. Yeah.
I also get the irony of asking the people that are watching and listening to subscribe that are already probably doing all that. So
exactly.
You know, aside from me running down the street going, subscribe.
But you know, everybody that we have 4,000 views on YouTube, right? But we don't have 1,000 subscribers.
No.
So not everybody that watched has subscribed. So it's not not completely crazy to ask for it.
Right. Because, no, not at all.
You know, I watch a ton of videos on YouTube that I haven't subscribed to. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know. But yeah, so I really, we obviously we'd appreciate it, but we also want people that love the show and like, or at least like it, you know, because that's the other thing. I'm not looking to get rich. I'm not looking for a ton of followers. Oh, no. I love our followers. No, but I love our followers. I love it. Right. I mean, I want passionate people. I'm not just looking for a click for click's sake, you know, and that's, and that's how we've grown this podcast in the first place, is that it's just slowly grown from word of mouth and people, like-minded people for home theater. And it's, that's what I like. So, we're having fun with it. Really appreciate all the support. Keep me going and now keeping us going. So
Keeps us going.
Keeps us going. So everybody, thank you very much. That'll do it for this week. We will be back next week. Don't even know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to have fun. Right, John? And what are we going to do between now and then? Ah, I tripped you.
We're gonna push play.
There you go.
We're going to go push play.
Nice. Take care, everyone. See, we just swapped. We just swapped. That's there you go. All right. That'll do it.
Take care, everyone.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.